Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, earlier today we covered the latest Underground Collision event, and this event's theme is a blinding flash of the obvious. And in this particular clip, we have a number of credit union leaders sharing with us disruption, keep fighting, playing the long game, adapt or die based on what has happened and what is about to happen as we emerge from the pandemic. So really, really good advice here from some stellar credit union leaders. Check it out.
Let's keep up the good fight. You know, credit unions have overcome so much adversity over the years. And, you know, I just think it's amazing. I didn't start in the credit union industry. I came from consulting world and, you know, never thought I would end up in credit union. That's, you know, I hear that story from so many people. But, you know, once you get bitten with the Kool-Aid bug, as they say, it's just amazing how you get to do this work. And so I would just say, you know, let's keep up the good fight because we've been here and let's continue to stay here and do great work in the community. So.
But I would like for the industry, number one, to accept that disruption is on the way. Maybe it's a technology, maybe it's a fancy competitor, maybe it's a change in regulations. Maybe it's a social shift in how our society thinks about financial services and us. But I believe that disruption is on the way. That when an industry or company gets so complacent to believe that we've arrived and there's nothing to strive for philosophically, and that kind of hubris usually leads to a downturn. So now if we as an industry said, wait a minute, we should look over our shoulders a little bit and think, disruption is on the way. How do we prepare ourselves for it? And I think the way that we prepare ourselves for it is to keep digging our heels in deeper to figure out how to serve the membership. It's all about the members, and it's all about the collective, you know, cooperative, you know, values that stitch us all together. And so that's a nugget I would like to have the movement keep present in front of mind, is that, you know, what we have today can be disrupted and we should not become complacent.
I think that this year opened a lot of eyes that have kind of said, yeah, we're doing some things on tech. Yeah, we're getting a new system, you know, buying a new digital banking system or a new app or a chatbot or whatever. That's not digital transformation. You know, it's not a tool that you buy and then you're there. And because we've had kind of times of plenty over the last decade, it really lulls people into a false sense of security that, hey, you know, it must be what I'm doing must be working, right? I'm doing okay. I think that this the pandemic and the new kind of realities of digital is really a wake up call, and that people are gonna, if they're hoping that ultimately it goes back to how it was and that's what they're banking on to not change, they're in for a world of hurt. So I would say, adapt or die.
I think the other big thing that I see a huge advantage in this, you know, we used to do quarterly senior management team meeting. We had all of our vice presidents and above, about 40 people. They're all over the country. Fly them in, do a 2-day meeting, cost a fortune, right? I mean, I'm doing them now. Well, for a while there, we were doing them, you know, weekly. Now we're doing them, I think, every 2 weeks, our senior management team meetings, all virtually. All, you know, I think we're more connected today than we've ever been because of how we give the floor to different people. We give them a time to talk. You could never have done that even in these 2-day meetings. There was just too much to talk about. There was the sidebars, I think, that are still valuable in that, you know, that with that personal interaction. But these being able to have a Zoom call with 40 people on it and to be able to cover the kind of material that we cover to really keep everybody connected has really been a valuable thing. And I think, you know, we're never going to, you know, we'll have some in-person meetings, but very few compared to what we did have.
The human data science is the concept that we pioneered. Human data science is the idea of using data owned, controlled, and created by the human individual. That is what really tells the story, right? Data that's not subject to any protected group status, nor data that anyone has the franchise on, nor is disenfranchised from. Data that every human being on the planet possesses, just in different ratios. So data that by its nature is immune to disparate impact. Obviously, that doesn't include historical, transactional, or relational approaches, which is really big data solutions. So the idea here is to build a foundation. What I say when I'm sitting down with a credit union, I say, look, test it, try it. Whether it's us, whether it's someone else, test it, try it. Make a mistake. You'll find out what the right answer is.
As far as the industry goes, I think this is it's going to be tough for, the credit unions, just like it is for the members. And credit unions are always a reflection of what the financial makeup is of their members. We like to think sometimes it is basically a symbiotic relationship where the credit union's doing well, the members are doing well. It's more likely if the members are doing well, the credit union's going to be doing well. And if we just thought of ourselves as another financial institution that we're just a commodity, we probably suffer from that type of attitude. But we are basically here for our members, and their success means our success.
I do believe wholeheartedly of playing the long game, not the short game. And the long game to me is member and membership value. So if you're financially able, meaning if you have sufficient capital, you got to stick to your mission and you got to stick to your purpose. And don't over-engineer your financials for 2021 performance. Because you're going to rob the future if you do that. So my advice would be, if you can, play the long game, don't play the short game. And it's so easy for people to worry about the short game. Now, honestly, if your capital is under extreme stress, you got to play the short game. I get that. But, still, if you're between 8 and 9%, you got to look at the value and really focus on that and make sure that you're not really robbing Peter to pay Paul for 1 year's worth of performance. So that would be a piece of advice I would give. The other thing is I really think the only difference that credit unions really have is our purpose. And our purpose should be the mission of financial health. There are things we can do and will do that others will not. And if you set up a structure to fulfill that aspect of your mission, I think amazing things happen for individuals and then amazing things happen for communities. And the closer we stick to that differentiation, I think the better off as an industry we are, but the better off as community pillars we will be in serving the members in our community.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Collision here on CU Broadcast.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.